Good morning, this is Georgia and Lauren with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, last Saturday, Rayco Records' Lazy Day Music Festival went ahead, seeing acts from across southeast Queensland take to the stage. Rayco Records is proudly female and non-binary owned and operated, consistently striving for inclusivity. As such, 70% of Lazy Day's 10 acts showcased female talent. CEO and founder Tani Reynolds shared, "It was a gap in the music community that needed to be filled, and a great way for us to give back." Iconic Fortitude Valley venue, The Zoo, played host to the event, which had been partially organised by a lead singer of Monstera, Jasmine Ruane. The accomplished young woman is very passionate about helping other female artists thrive in the music industry, and shares with us her gratitude for Rayco Records.
Researchers from the University of Queensland have found viruses such as SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, can cause brain cells to fuse, which leads to chronic neurological symptoms. Professor Massimo Hilliard says that after neuronal infection, the spike S protein becomes present in neurons, and once neurons fuse, they either start firing simultaneously or stop functioning completely. This discovery provides researchers with a potential explanation for why neurological effects persist after a viral infection.
In national news, yet another travelling Australian is stranded overseas in Thailand, racking up exorbitant medical bills whilst unconscious in a Phuket hospital. Australian businesswoman Kylie Enright is currently in an 11-day coma after a freak fall during her holiday. Footage reveals that Ms. Enright misjudged her step and tumbled face first from a terrace onto a footpath. Reportedly, the Enrights have been faced with $50,000 worth of medical bills, which are still exceeding by the day. A flight back to Australia in Ms. Enright's condition is being quoted by aviation companies for over $200,000. However, in lieu of a GoFundMe page being set up for Ms. Enright, hundreds of donors have come forward to raise over $70,000.
Two Australian cities in Cairns and New South Wales were shaken by twin earthquakes overnight. At 10:15 PM, Geosciences Australia recorded a 4.3 magnitude earthquake more than 100 kilometres off the coast of Cairns. Almost 4 hours later, a magnitude 3.1 earthquake was also recorded near Grafton on the New South Wales north coast. There are no reports of damage or injury, although locals in these areas say they felt their homes rattling.
In international news, 20,000 people have been evacuated from their homes as wildfires engulf Canada, setting a dark tone for the country's looming fire season. Due to hazardous air now blanketing both Canada and parts of the United States, people are being warned to stay indoors and outdoor events have been called off. Cities as far south as South Carolina are expected to be affected by the smoke haze by tomorrow. On a more positive note, the hazardous blanket has given the sun a beautiful reddish hue.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a 10% chance of rain. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
All your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
The average Australian contributes around 2 tonnes of waste each year, a mixture of household garbage and industrial waste,